Alice's our middle child, Jen and I, three children. She's 21 years old. She was diagnosed with leukemia about 20 months ago. She just started university in London, was feeling unwell, was struggling with the work, and we all put it down to burning the candle at both ends because we thought she was out partying every night.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we said, oh, don't be silly. You're just enjoying yourself too much. In the end, a friend of hers, Tamara, did an excellent job. She dragged her into A&E at Lewisham, and she had blood tests taken. And to cut a long story short, she was diagnosed with leukemia and then rushed into Guy's Hospital near London Bridge. She spent several months in London going through a lot of chemotherapy. She was eventually discharged and she was in remission. Sadly, leukemia came back, and the only other option then was a bone marrow transplant. And fortunately, her brother, Fergus, was 100% match, which was very good. And she was prepared for the bone marrow through more chemotherapy and radiotherapy at the QE Hospital in Birmingham under Professor Craddock. Bone marrow went ahead, but unfortunately, after 8 months, she's relapsed yet again. Now, unfortunately, we're now at the end of the road. There are no real treatment options for her. So she's got a matter of weeks to live. But she said, excuse me.
I wasn't expecting this.
No. It's all right.
Professor Craddock, I mean, we know a lot about him. Just tell us about how they have been and the staff at the QE and how Cure Leukemia has, how their care has been, not just for Alice, I mean, but for the family as well.
Mm. Brand new hospital, and they've just got a fantastic young persons unit, which is set up really for people in their teens, early 20s. And Alice was in there for a long time. The staff are just superb. You know, it's really humbling when you go into a place like that and you see how hard people work, real caring individuals. And the way we were treated as the family as well, and Alice's treatment, there was no question about the dedication of the staff. A friend of ours, Nigel Southern, he was going to do the Land's End to John O'Groats cycle ride. He's a bit of a passionate cyclist, and he said, "Look, could he do it for Alice? Could he do it for Care Leukemia?" We discussed it with her, and she was very happy to do that. They set up the website, and it's just been extraordinary, the response, the number of people that have donated, and the comments that they've made as well about Alice and about Nigel. And they're now, I think, in almost just over a week, they've already raised close to £50,000. And what I think is going to happen with that money is that it will be used by Care Leukemia to fund nursing staff, and then that allows them to leverage more money from the pharmaceuticals companies, who then provide drugs that can be used during trials. I think Alice is genuinely pleased that the positive thing to come out of all this for her is there are the likelihood of individuals in the future benefiting from some of this research work led by Professor Craddock at the QE.